That brings us, blessedly, to the end of the Habitat Management Division agenda. I will say this is the first time since the spring that we've ended the Habitat Management Division at part of the agenda before the afternoon. Chief O'Reilly, are there matters that the commission can handle at this point that are under fisheries jurisdiction? At this, move it up in the agenda?
There are two. Item 14, recommendation from the Recreational Fishery Advisory Board. And the other one would be, it's just a request for public hearing, but probably there may be some interest in the latter. And so the probably the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board items would be best.
Let's do that, and then let's take up the agenda item number 16 that I added on, which was to set the date for the joint November-December meeting. We can at least accommodate that. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm happy to say good morning.
Okay, the RFAB board met on September 11th for their final meeting of their 2017 cycle for this year. We are back to a one cycle per year schedule for the board. One thing that was a little bit different this cycle is that we really focused carefully on budgeting. Due to the cuts in the budget in this particular fund, there's been a lot of careful consideration every single one of our meetings. And as of September 11th, the license revenues were slightly higher than we expected. So they were $1.6 million, which was a little higher than we had feared. However, the board still really urged wanting to take a conservative approach. The concern would be spending too much now would keep things like fishing events or ongoing research from happening next cycle. So they were a little bit more conservative than they may typically have been for this specific cycle. So the fishing projects you see on the screen are the ones you've probably seen several times before when I've been up here. These are annual projects that we tend to fund. And every year we've sort of been trying to keep a tally. I mean, these are thousands of children and other people served. A good example is that last one, item H. The Sunshine Program, I think they reported over 600 children taken on fishing events this year. And that was before they had their final few trips. So there's a lot of kids served by these projects. A lot of anglers clubs get involved with these. We always think it's a really great community involvement. The total for all of these projects is just over $42,000 for all of them, and the board unanimously recommended to fund them. We had two access projects come to us for funding this cycle. One is in York County, and that's Wormley Creek. Now, this is an existing boat ramp site that they've already renovated. They asked for funding to renovate their pier and to make a handicapped accessible kayak launch, and that launch would also be one of the most direct access points to the York River in the area. RFAB asked both municipalities to sort of prioritize different portions of their project, knowing the budget situation that we're in. And their sort of first choice after full funding was to fund the kayak launch, simply because of the access issues. And they're really looking for handicap accessible kayak launches in the county. And that was the recommendation from the board. The second was Klons Park Boat Ramp. And this is a new location that Smithfield is working on. Now, you may have heard them 2 years ago. In 2015, they've already been through the cycle once. They received an obligation for $253,000 from the fund to build a double-lane boat ramp. But once they started with bids, other permitting processes, they had to change that slightly and then realize that there's likely going to be a requirement for a cofferdam, which is really costly. That's why they're coming to us again, because they can't come up with that funding otherwise and wanting to move the project forward. Now, their sort of priority portion was for this fund to pay for the boat ramp and the supporting piers. Then the county would then or the town would then have to come up with funding for the access road and the parking. And that's the option that RFAB recommended. We had one person who abstained because they're involved in the project, but that is the option recommended. The town did note that they will not be able to move forward until they figure out that parking funding, but that is something they're working on now. And finally, we have our research projects. These are probably, most of them are repeats as well. Our Sportfish Collection Project is our freezer carcass donation program that we do in-house. I'm sure all of you are familiar with our Gamefish Tagging Program. Item M is the only one still jointly funded between our recreational license fund and our commercial license fund. And that's our annual Young of Year American Eel Survey. It is a requirement by the ASMFC, and it was listed for a reduction in the governor's budget. So what you see here is $20,000 less than it's typically required. And it is jointly funded from the commercial fund. That board was just polled, and those who responded were all in favor as well. Item N is our federal assistance. This is our sport fish restoration dollars. This is just the state match of the 1.7, 1.8-ish million in federal money we receive for things like the juvenile trawl survey, our striped bass research management programs, shad and river herring, the ODU aging project that's jointly with this agency. All those projects are all lumped into our sport fish restoration project, and these are the matching funds for that. And the final one, last year you may remember I came to you with a whole suite of three big cobia projects that VIMS is kind of working jointly on together. And the only one of those projects that needs a year two is our economic study. This is only because economic studies have a longer time frame, so we were expecting this. And knowing the budget situation, Dr. Sheld was able to reduce that budget both on year one and year two. So he's really been working with us as well. RFAB also unanimously recommended all these projects. So the staff recommendation is fully funding projects A through H and K through O, partially funding projects I and J, for expenditures totaling $684,283 from the Recreational License Fund and $13,480 from the Marine Fishing Improvement Fund. Do we have any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
Just a comment. I appreciate you and your board for the work you do. And when this first started, you had almost, it seemed like, unlimited funds, and now you're in a very limited budget. And I think you're doing the most with what you have, and it's really appreciated.
Well, we have a recommendation here from staff, but this doesn't require a public hearing. This is the board's decision. What's the will of the board?
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Tankard.
Second.
Approve staff recommendations, and a second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.